Well, joining us right now, stand-up comedian, author, TV presenter, celebrity walker. It is Ed Byrne. Good morning, Ed.
Thank you. It's nice that celebrity walker now has been added to my list of achievements.
Well, I think it's most notable, especially since you've started writing for the Great Outdoors magazine.
Yeah, well, actually, that's not nearly as big achievement as being on Country File.
Oh, well, there you go.
That.
That's pretty
Eat
cool.
That.
It's a dream for everybody.
You've got the trifecta there. You've got Country File, Great Outdoors, and you've been on The One Show as well.
Yeah, yeah. I am a media whore. I'll take my walk and wherever.
Well, you're coming to you've just been in Yorkshire this weekend, a couple of dates, and you're coming back February 23rd at Harrogate. You've got your new show, Outside Looking In. What's the show about? What can people expect?
It's called Outside Looking In because I talk a lot about what it is to be a stand-up. And the fact that, you know, I don't feel like I live a life. I watch you live yours and then report back. So I'm more of an observer than a participant. And there's a kind of a theme through the show about like, at the start, I talk about dying on stage, because that's a question a lot of people ask. But it's a bit of a bold move to open a gig with tales of how bad previous gigs have gone. But, you know, it's a bit like showing up to a date and just whining about your ex. You know, it's never attractive. But I do that, nevertheless, and then I talk about doing interviews, which you may find interesting.
All right.
I talk about that. I talk about, you know, how some interviews, you know, you're basically just doing your stand-up sitting down, you know, that kind of thing, and how, and some interviews it's more interview. I just talk about interviews in general. I talk about watching other people being interviewed, talking about sports interviews and stuff like that. So, you know, it's just that's a whole bit. And then I don't just talk about being a stand-up, I talk about dates. I look for horrible date stories from the audience and I share some of my own.
Oh.
And then, as always, then by then I start talking about my family. Talk about what it is, bringing up kids, because with this job, I get to go out with them during the day, but I don't get to read them their stories at night. So that kind of stuff, you know, just talking about, I know it's actually a lot funnier than I've just made it sound when I describe it. Bearing in mind, I've just given you what's in it without any of the jokes, which is the most pointless part of the show.
Well, that's not bad. I mean, you talk about interviews, and obviously these sorts of things, you know, to promote new shows, whether it's radio or TV. I always find interviewing comedians, I think that possibly the hardest interviews, because you're not too sure, you know, how they're going to be on that day, and you're not too sure whether or not they're just going to be doing, like, stuff like you said, just stuff from their shows, or, you know, what can you actually sort of talk about, stuff that's happening at the time. Do you find that's what you, when you're doing these sort of like pre-tour interviews, do you find some people like me struggle?
You sound
no,
like you're struggling.
You're doing
now.
Very well. Can I just say?
I'm struggling.
I like that. I like you. Like, it's not you. It's me. you're doing very well. I did one just. I swear to God, I did one just a little while ago for Breeze FM to promote the gig I was doing in Torquay.
Right.
And the guy, like, during the interview, he twice said, yeah, I have to say, I mean, I had to look you up because I don't know you. I'm not familiar with your work. he said it twice.
Like,
the first time he said it, I'm like, all right. The second time he said it, I had you confused with Jason Byrne. And I'm like, oh, okay, right. I feel that reflects worse on you than it does on me.
I'm glad we're doing all right. I'm glad we're doing okay then.
Yeah, we're
no, you're doing
this.
Absolutely fine. But I mean, I've had interviews. Like, sometimes people are a bit more combative. Like, I remember doing an interview once in New Zealand, and the guy opened the interview with, "Lots of my interview comedians and they're not funny. Are you funny?" Well, okay, right. Coming out swinging, are we?
Good Lord.
What's the most uncomfortable experience you've had in an interview, or the worst question, Ed?
That. I can't believe you've asked me that. the most uncomfortable... I remember doing an interview once with a guy, and it was clear about 2 minutes into the interview that he thought I was Dylan Moran. That was fairly... And I thought, I don't want to make the guy look bad. Do I wing it? I thought at first he was just talking about how he liked Irish comedy in general, and he started kind of going, you know... Because I'm a big fan of Black Books, and I'm like, yeah, that's
That's good.
Did he play a performance in Shaun of the Dead?
Yeah, and then he starts saying, "But can I really like how surreal you are?" And I'm like, I'm not surreal. I'm really more your observational, you know, anecdotal type guy. And I didn't have the heart to ever say it. I'm sure there were people listening who just would have gone, that bloke thinks that he's Dylan Moore.
I'm going to bring up a question that you probably it does get brought up quite a bit, which is your appearance on Father Ted.
All right, yes.
Are you sure that wasn't Dylan Moran?
It might have been Dylan Moran. Or Dara Brynn. It could have been any. But we absolutely love Father Ted. And at that point, that must have been just like really uber cool to be on.
Oh, it was awesome. And it was only a tiny part. And I auditioned, I think, for a couple of other parts in that episode to be some of the priests who were in the lingerie section and stuff, like things like that. Yes, it was. And the line that I can't say on radio, where I really insult the priests on the priest chat line, I improvised.
Really?
And I thought they were going to cut. Yeah, I thought they were going to cut it like before I say the actual rude words. I thought it was just they left in the rude words. And that was quite funny. But yeah, it was blinking. You'd miss it. You know, like I had people saying, I heard you were going to be in the Father's Day Christmas special. I watched it and I didn't see it. You must have just blinked. And of course, my manager then puts star of Father Ted across the top of my CV from there on in, because that was my first acting job. You know,
it's better than Celebrity Walker, isn't it?
Well, I don't know. That's quite good.
We are big fans of Father Ted. We're not just saying that for the purpose of the interview. Were you aware, Ed, that there is a festival dedicated purely to Father Ted called Ted Fest, and this year is its 10th year.
Well, where is that held?
It says Craggy Island, which I thought was a fictional place, but according to this, is a real place.
Yeah, it's held where they filmed it, on Craggy Island, but it's called something different, I think.
Right, I see. Because I thought they filmed it in Galway or somewhere, but there you go. I don't know. I was in the studio, which was a film in London. But I have been. I've been to the Kilkenny Comedy Festival. They during the day there's a particular pub called Clears, and they show like episodes of Father Ted just on the TV, and you go into this pub and it's like you've walked into somebody's living room. Everybody is deathly quiet and they're just sitting watching the telly. It's really, really weird.
That sounds brilliant. We're quite intrigued about Ted Fest. Also, I'm intrigued. I want to get your thoughts. You're very good friends with Dara Brynn. You're best men to each other at your weddings. But I want to get your thoughts. Dara Brynn, host of Robot Wars. He's the new Craig Charles.
Yeah, yeah. It's. I don't know if it's. I did a tweet the other day where I posted a picture of a note which I said that I'd found at Dara's house, and it's weird because it just says one. Become famous comedian, to use fame to move sideways into science programming. 3, get hired as new host of Robot Wars. 4, a mass enormous unstoppable robot army. 5, kill all humans. And I thought nothing of it at the time when I found this note, but I feel people should know. This is just stage 3. Of Dara's plan to take over the world.
3/4 of the way there, then.
Yeah, he's doing well. He's doing well. Did he not at any point ask you to become the new Philippa Forrester alongside him?
No, I don't. I don't have the. I don't have the toothy grin. You know, I don't. I don't have the enthusiasm. Unfortunately, I know he's very excited about it. He was not sure because it is. It is one of those things. It's a beloved institution in a lot of people's minds.
Yeah,
and he is following in the footsteps of Craig Charles and Jeremy Clarkson. Let's not forget.
Oh, good lord! Yes, yeah. That's a
Clarkson
good point.
Used to host Robot Wars as well. Yeah,
crumbs off
in a leather jacket. Clarkson had a leather jacket, and then Craig Charles had a long leather coat. So Daryl have to go out in full, you know,
S&M gear,
full bondage gear.
That, now I would watch that. I think that'll be a perfect primetime viewing. Ed Burns to Harrogate, February the 23rd. Find out all the details on his website. We'll chuck it up on radioyorkshire.co.uk. Ed, thank you so much for joining us on Radio Yorkshire this morning.
Not at all. Thank you very much.